This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
You fancy changing career, you phoned about T4TS, and you enrolled on the course and came up to do your practical training here in ATO. How are you finding the practical training?
Oh, it's been a massive help. Yeah, it has been a massive help. Always scared, if I was honest with you. And especially this week with Lee, the tutor, instead of going through the book and doing it by the book, he said, look, can you do it this way instead? And I've picked it up so much quicker by doing it that way. Yeah, they've got time for you. You know, if you're struggling with something, you don't need to be afraid to ask. If you ask, they will help you. And that in my that's very, very good. You know, there's... If I hadn't have had the ability to come down and do the training, the practical training, then I probably would have struggled my way through it.
And I know this is your fourth week of practical training. Did you find the tutors as helpful as Lee in the other weeks as well?
Yeah, they were. Obviously, everybody has their own way of teaching. But I have found that the first 2 weeks, because it was all so new to me, it was a little bit hard to take stuff in to start with. But as like you say, I'm on week four now, at the end of week four, and I'm far more confident in my ability to go and do the job. I'll be honest with you, I'd happily leave here today and go to another job, a plumbing job, and I would be confident to carry out the job to an expected standard.
Well, that's a humbling and good thing to know. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. But before you came to do your practical training, I just want to hear, how did you find combining your studying commitments with your everyday life?
It's become a little bit more difficult recently, because when I first started the course, we were in a financial position where I didn't have to work, which is quite lucky. There's not many people that can turn around and say that. And I had all sorts of childcare put in place, but it's become a little bit more difficult over the last few months because... my youngest son's now at nursery and going to school, and my daughter, we're not eligible for childcare anymore, so she's at home. So I'm just fit it in. It's a little bit more difficult to do it now, but if you do half an hour a day, and if you can't do half an hour a day, then do 3 hours at the weekend, and you'll pick it up. You'll get there.
Do you have any tips for existing or perhaps potential students how they could do better in their training?
Yeah, don't do too much. And don't do what I did and get really stressed out and start throwing things across the room, because it doesn't help. It does not help. Just sit back. If you're struggling with something, either go on the internet, and there's plenty of plumbers forums, or if not, then you can always contact the lecturers. The lecturers give you an email address and you can email them. And it's the same with the Train for Trade. The tutors at the Train for Trade, you can email the train. If you're struggling with anything at all, they're there to help. That's what you pay your money for. And, you know, they're so far, they haven't let me down yet, so...
If any students have any difficulties in their training, it's always good to get in touch with the right
just
people.
Just ask, and the help will be there for you.
What is the big plan for you after you finish your course and become qualified? What would you like to do? I know some people, they would like to run their own business or be self-employed. What is the plan for you?
Well, the plan was, like I said, the onset of renewable energies. The plan was... originally to go out and do solar thermal and solar electricity generation by solar, because the government had set up a funding package for new businesses that wanted to start up. They've now removed that, but the plan is still the same. The plan is still, I want to go and get a couple of years experience with someone doing the renewables first, and once I'm confident enough to do it on my own, I would definitely set up my own business. And I don't really want to be going around replacing ball valves and taps and stuff. I know it's a plumber's bread and butter, but I think I'd rather be doing renewables. I'd rather concentrate on that side of things, and that is the plan. I want to become an approved fitter for underfloor heating and for the solar technology as well, both sides of it. So that's the plan.
Well, with your ambition and skills, I'm sure you'll stick into that plan, and you'll succeed in your chosen career when you become qualified and when you finish your course. But till then, we wish you best of luck, and thank you very much for joining us today.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.